Our latest Brattleboro Bears senior athlete is three-sport participant Emma Frazee. Soccer, basketball, and lacrosse. Emma, when do you have free time?
Not a lot.
What's that, right?
Yeah.
Now, this is going to be kind of interesting for you because usually you are doing a tremendous job interviewing our senior athletes. It's you that's on that senior athlete spot. Mm-hmm. So this is kind of weird, huh?
Yeah, a little bit of flip-flop here.
Well, first of all, you do a great job. So thanks for doing that for us.
Yeah, of course.
You are fantastic at it. All right, three-sport participant, soccer, basketball, lacrosse. Do you have a preference? I know that's hard because you're going to worry about alienating people and coaches.
Yeah, I actually don't. I feel like I value all three of them for very different reasons. I don't really have a preference out of the three.
You just enjoy them for their, you know, their
different reasons.
Yeah. Absolutely. Now, what was the sport you first got into when you were really, really young?
Soccer. I've been playing soccer since I was in kindergarten. My dad used to coach me. I played all through like my youth years at the rec department. And then I started basketball in about third grade, and lacrosse I didn't start till seventh grade.
And what was it about soccer that you really enjoyed?
I'm a very competitive person. So like any type of sport I really enjoyed, but I guess like soccer is one of the sports in our town that really has a good youth league. So I guess I really enjoyed having like organized competitive sports that I really got to participate in on a team that was like structured, like games every weekend, stuff like that.
Did you play Brattleboro Storm?
Yes, I did. I did play Storm as well.
And that's a great program.
Yeah,
isn't it?
A very good program.
My son played that program. They do a fantastic job with the Storm. Now, I know this is kind of hard, but obviously, have you been a three-sport participant all through high school?
Yes, I have.
So this is going to be tough. So you can't just pick one moment that stands out. If you want to say a couple, that's cool. Do you have any moments in your high school athletic career that kind of stand out as highlights for you?
I would say this past soccer season, we won the first home playoff game we've won since, I think, like maybe around 2008, which was when I was born. So it hasn't been in my lifetime that we've won a home playoff game. And we won our first home playoff game this past season, and that was very cool. I was actually in goal because our starting goalie had been injured, and I was the chosen one to step up. So, that was a really cool experience.
How'd you do that game? And I apologize for not knowing. What was the result of that game?
We won. It was, we went into a penalty
shootout kind of thing.
Yeah. So I was in goal for the penalty kicks, which
those
was
are tough.
Very nerve-wracking, but we won, so.
There you go. That's the bottom line, right?
Yeah.
Get that dub. That's all that matters.
Yep.
Absolutely. Is there a moment playing athletics that was like a challenge for you that may not have resulted in like a moment you're going to, you know, not your highlights, but a period of adversity you had to kind of go through? Like, I guess you just said one. You had to play goalie.
Yeah. I actually... So my dad was the goalie coach, so he never worked with me, but then I ended up playing goalie, so he ended up working with me, and he had 5 days to whip me into shape, because our starting goalie went out with one game left in the season, and then it was right into playoffs, so I had five practices, and it was pretty difficult to, like, I was starting from scratch, I had no idea what I was doing, so that was pretty difficult, but worked out.
Do you ever bump heads with your dad? Not as a dad, but do you ever bump heads with your dad as dad, the coach?
A coach? No, I let him do his thing. He's the coach. He's, you know, he knows best, so.
Yeah, well, good for you. Plus, right now he's paying rent, so that whole rent thing, you know, bills, that stuff.
Yeah.
How about that? When it comes to athletics, what do you enjoy about them? I know that's a vague question.
Yeah.
But what is it about sports that you enjoy?
I think it's like the team aspect. All of the sports I play are like very team sports, and that's purposeful. Like I just like the teammates. There's no other relationship like it. Like it's just a bond because you go through the highs and the lows together, and you spend. I don't spend time like I do with my teammates, like with anyone else. Like it's 2 hours after school every day. It's the long bus rides. Like you just bond.
You know what? You're going to, and I'm telling you stuff you already know, but you're going to have those relationships for the rest of your life.
Yeah.
That's what's cool about it. And take it from this old guy right here. I'm 58. I am still best friends with all the guys that I won a 8th grade football championship with back in 1980.
Yeah, it really bonds you. Yeah. All of my friends are from sports because it's what all my time goes to. So,
well, yeah. Absolutely. So, taking that, the fact that you are involved in sports so much, are you going to continue playing sports through college?
I'm actually not. I have chosen to apply to all colleges that are Division I, and therefore I don't think I can be able to play at that level, but I really like the atmosphere of the big sports, the big schools with all the Division I sports, and being able to go to those sporting events. And
right, absolutely.
Yeah, I really love that atmosphere, so I'm looking forward to that.
What do you do when you're not playing sports so much? Like right now in high school, I mean, you got studies and stuff.
Yeah.
But what do you do in your free time?
I mean, this is kind of a sport, but I like to ski. I really enjoy skiing in the winter. And I would also say watching sports. Again, that's still related, but like I said about the Division I sports, I'm really a fan of the UConn women's basketball team, so I head down to Connecticut a lot to watch some of those games.
They're awesome, aren't they?
Yeah, they're really good.
If you could, and this is, and I'm hitting you with the hard questions today, but if you could hang out with one athlete that you look up to, who would that athlete be?
Like a professional or Division I athlete?
Be anybody, yeah. You get to hang out and have some pizza with somebody.
I would say AZ Fudd. She plays for the UConn women's basketball team, and she's really cool.
Absolutely. Did you ever see Paige Becker play
at
all?
Yeah, I did, yeah. She's really good.
She's pretty amazing.
Yeah.
So you are applying to schools.
Yep.
That's something that you are going to pursue, another degree of higher education.
Yep.
Possibly play sports, maybe even intramural, maybe.
Yeah, maybe. We'll see.
Right, see how it goes. All right. Well, good luck to you for the rest of the year. And again, thank you on behalf of everybody here at The Beast and at 96.7. Thanks for being our student athlete interviewer.
Thank you.
You are welcome. Three sport participants: soccer, basketball, lacrosse, the amazing Emma Frazee, everybody.